There's still a little time before dark, and we still have to find a hotel. Grab a granola bar, and let's check out this path, Avrami.
I'm not sure we should go too far.
No, just right here around this bend. Look, caves!
Oh my gosh, you're right!
Let's check them out!
Are you nuts?
Okay, fine, I'll check them out. You stay here and I'll just take a peek. It'll be a minute.
Okay, but be careful, Benjamin.
I will. Now let's see, gotta crawl a little bit. It's pretty dark in here. Is that a light over there? Why would I be seeing a light inside a cave? Hey, where am I? There's a street here and I'm crawling out of a garbage can? People are walking around so quickly and quietly and they're dressed so strange. Where am I?
Where on earth is Benjamin? He's been in there for a while. I'm going to wait a few more minutes and then go in to find out what's taking so long. Hey, the guy with the black jacket and red scarf. He's all the way at the top of the path. Gotta tell Benjamin as soon as he comes out.
Who are you?
Who am I? Who are you?
You look just like me, but you're dressed in strange clothes.
I'm dressed in strange clothes? You're dressed in... Hey, wait a minute! Is your name Benjamin?
Yes, it is. How did you know?
You're my great-grandfather. I'm named after you. Look, I have a picture of you here in my wallet. See?
Are you Miss Sugar? What are you talking about? How did you get my picture?
Hold on a second, Benjamin. Where are we right now?
What do you mean? Where do you think? We're in the Lodz Ghetto in Poland, of course.
I can't believe it.
You're so interesting that I even forgot for a minute that I haven't eaten since yesterday.
Don't worry. You'll survive the war and have children. I'm named after you, and everyone says that I look and act just like you.
Are you nuts? Uh-oh. There's a curfew tonight. We better get inside or else we can be arrested for being out late. Come with me.
Oy vey, I don't want to be here. Hashem, please, help me get out of here.
Follow me. You can stay at my place tonight. What's that sticking out of your pocket?
Oh, just a granola bar.
What's a granola bar?
Just some food.
Food? 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 You have food? Don't you know everyone in this ghetto is starving?
You want some?
What kind of question is that? Let's first get inside. If anybody sees us with food, it'll make a huge commotion. Follow me.
This tiny room is your place?
Yep.
Where are your parents?
They're not around anymore.
Oh.
Now can I see that whatever bar?
Sure.
Why does it have a wrapper? And why are there so many words on it? And why are there colors all over?
Whoa. Here, let me open it.
Wow. How did it get so perfectly square?
Gee, I never thought of all these things. Come to think of it, my rabbi said that when we bench and say that Hashem gives us food, b'chein b'chesed uv'rachamim, we should have in mind all of the extras when saying b'chein.
Wow, I'm starving.
You do look kind of emaciated, like everyone else out there. How about if you eat while I sing a song?
A song?
Yeah, a song about the chen Hashem puts into our food. Na 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 na.
Toast instead, la yachsar li olam va'ed. Sweet juicy from the eight. cherries, olives, grapes, and dates. Shakayanu always awaits, waits off the tree unto our place.
Rachamim.